Senator Bond says President Obama's plan to let the Bush tax cuts expire is a job killer. President Obama is asking Congress to let tax cuts put in place by the Bush administration to expire, but only for those making $200,000 or more or couples earning $250,000 or more. Bond says the cuts need to stay in place across the board.
There's not a lot of across-the-aisle agreement on much of anything these days. But one thing that seems many Republicans and Democrats, both in the House and the Senate, agree on is that raising taxes in the middle of a recession is a bad idea.
Bond says $200,000 is a threshold of earnings many small businesses claim. And if small business owners and farmers have to pay more in taxes, they'll hire fewer people.
This is a real job killer, along with the tax increases that'll hit American families, workers, and businesses in 100 days. The bill is going to do nothing to help small businesses create more jobs, help the economy grow, or help out-of-work Americans find employment. Yesterday, there was bipartisan opposition to the misguided policy.
Bond says four Democrats and one independent voted against the measure on the Senate floor. The White House says 3% of all Americans would be impacted. Bond says that number's closer to 25%. Jessica Machetta, Missouri Net, Jefferson City.